Hi, everyone, and welcome to Small Business Big Impact. I'm your host, J.N. Guilfoy, CEO of Meridian Credit Union. When you center your business model around community, it transforms the way you operate and what you value. Meridian may not be a traditional business, but we were born out of a need in the community. Many people don't know this, but Meridian was formed by a merger of two credit unions. One founder was created to meet the needs of farmers, and the other of employees who couldn't access the financing they needed to thrive and wanted a better way to support each other. We didn't just start by thinking about profit. We started by addressing a real need. That focus on community is at the core of what we do, and it's also the essence of B Corps, a certification for businesses that meet the highest standard of social and environmental performance. Building a business model that truly serves the need of your community and putting purpose first doesn't just feel good. It can lead to long-term sustainable financial success. And I believe as CEO of Meridian that financial institutions like ours play an important role in supporting businesses of all kinds. In particular, the alignment of those that have a core purpose to do something good for people, community, and society. If we have great businesses growing in our country, we have stronger social and community infrastructure. Today, we're diving into the world of B Corps, businesses that meet the highest standard of social and environmental impact. They're not just about ticking boxes, they're about creating trust, driving sustainability, and setting the bar for what ethical business should look like. And who better to guide us through that than Arnie Mickelson's founder of Northern Village and chair of Be Local Ontario. Northern Village is proof that doing good in the world isn't just an ideal, it's a successful business model. So let's get into the interview. Today's guest, Arnie Mickelson, has been pioneering software and web development since the internet's inception. I think I was around back then when all that was happening. And as the founder of Northern Village, Arnie combines his extensive experience at OpenText and Burnstand with a passion for community service to provide accessible technology solutions for small businesses, organizations, and charities. Arnie also brings valuable governance and volunteer leadership to his team and currently serves as the chair of Be Local Ontario. Welcome, Arnie.
Welcome, JN. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, and nice to have you on the show. So let's start with, you know, the beginning. It's always good to start at the beginning. Arnie, can you share what inspired you to start Northern Village and how your early career in tech shaped your vision for the company?
Sure. I had been working with OpenText and Burnstand and was wanting to get back into, I guess it's starting a little bit earlier than that. Like at a university, I studied computer science and environmental studies. And so the kind of a dual thing is doing computers, but also doing good in the world was the thing that I really wanted to do. And I had done all the computer stuff and then wanting to get back into some doing good in the world. And so that's where I started Northern Village, with a focus on working with social benefit organizations, charities, nonprofits, things like that. And more recently, we're working in the community radio sector.
So if you think back, your business started in 2002, I think. So what are some of the standout projects that you've helped shape that align to your mission and vision?
Well, we've created a lot of websites for community organizations. Children's Foundation is a big one. We've done their website. We've also done software for their Adopt-A-Family program to help facilitate having children, underprivileged children, get presents at Christmas. And also they have a free-to-grow program, which provides subsidies for children as well to get them to be able to participate in sports and education and dance and whatever. Another really interesting project was with Street Health. It was an agency that provides help for people experiencing homelessness. And one of their programs is to help people recover ID. And they asked us to, we had done their website already, and they asked us to create some software to be able to better manage the access to ID, is what we call it. And this was actually instrumental in our application for the Meridian Small Business Contest, where we wanted to take the software that we created for them that they were using and make it into a software as a service, so other agencies could also use the software. And our pitch to Meridian was that if we win this contest, we will do this. And it was actually, the money was great to help fund that, but I think the real substantial thing was the confidence that it gave us that we were on the right track, that creating software as a service is for social benefit organizations is actually something that we should continue to pursue. And we are.
That's great. So that's like taking your original business case and expanding it out, right? So how did your values shape those decisions?
Well, our values are that we want to do good in the world. And one of the things that we came across was being a B Corp. So we applied to become a B Corp, which is a certification that says that you're in business as a force for good. And that really aligned with what we are doing and how we are doing it. And we've found since we've become a B Corp like 6 years ago that the recognition is becoming much greater. That we just found out the 33% of people in North America recognize the brand, and people in the 18 to 24 age segment have 50% brand recognition, which is, so it's becoming more. And then the people who do know about B Corp recognize that there is really value there, that people had to go through a substantial amount of work to do that, to do the certification. And they know that they're dealing with a company that is doing good in the world.
You talked a bit about B Corp, and I noticed that you're the chair of B Local Ontario. I went on the website and I looked at the number of, there's so many organizations on that. And you talked about the connection between being a B Corp, doing good in the world. Has business come to you because of your B Corp association, or how do you use that in your sort of story or pitch to new customers?
I think what it really does is that when you start the conversation, and if someone knows about B Corp, there's a whole bunch of questions that just go away. If people are concerned that they're dealing with a good company, a company that's reputable, that they know that is there. And I think that with the more that the brand gets out there, that it will be part of the decision that clients make to whether to work with a company or not.
There's been a lot this last year around, you know, greenwashing and wokeism and, right, sort of as the sort of a, you know, you're starting to see this sort of other part start to emerge as a B Corp and as part of the B Corp conversation. How are you guys thinking about that as something to deal with? Does it matter or not matter to how you look at the world?
I think it really matters. I think that there is a lot of greenwashing, but you go in and have a B Corp standard that you take a look and you can't be greenwashing. You can't get certified if you're actually not doing what you say you are doing. There's also a lot of evidence that with environment, social and governance issues, the ESG, that the B Corp certification is one of the, it may be the only way to be actually be certified that you are doing these things. And then it also, in terms of valuation and risk for a company, that you have looked at these things and you've minimized your risks. I was speaking to a B Corp consultant earlier today, and they were saying that the year after certification, sales grow in a company by 10 to 25%, which is significant.
And in the tech sector, you know, you're starting to hear a lot about, you know, the amount of energy it's going to take to run AI, you know, data centers, the cloud. So how are you thinking about that as a tech purpose-driven organization?
I think that we need to be way more decentralized. I think that the trends towards big, massive systems that are doing a lot are, you know, and that's like the social media market and then AI as well, that everything is becoming concentrated. And what we need to look at is how to get distributed. One of the interesting sectors that we work in, like I mentioned at the beginning, is the community radio. Community radio is really a place where it is local. Like, we're starting to really miss local. People are really starting to really miss local. That community papers are gone, community television is gone or waning. Even some of the commercial radio stations are not doing that great. And so the models are shifting. And community radio is actually one of the few sectors that is actually growing. So we're so happy that we started this path on software as a service. Thank you for that encouragement, is to be working with community radio. So we have a product called Radio App, which first of all allows stations to create their programs and allow that to, and completely integrate it in with their existing websites so that their visitors can come and see when programs are and find more details about the programs. And if they've hooked it up, if they have a way of hooking up archives, that people can play archives from the shows all through the software. And so, yeah, looking forward to working more with the sector and trying to find a way of those local voices becoming more prominent and getting more people listening to them. We've been working a little bit with the NCRA, the National Campus and Community Radio Association. We worked a little bit on their technology plan. From that research, we were finding that it is growing, and they're working with the Radio Fund of Canada to try to get more of the news to be in local radio and community radio.
So, you know, as an entrepreneur and an entrepreneur with purpose, you know, growing and being committed to your values is clearly a priority, right? So you want to be able to grow and you want to stay true to who you are. So projects like this obviously help you expand. What else are you thinking about as it relates to where to take your business?
I would really love to expand on that. We also have some other software. It's kind of hard to promote it across Canada, whether it be the Access to ID or the Adopt a Family or we call it Gifting App. We've marketed it as that a little bit. We would love to be working with partners who have contacts in that area and see if we can expand the use of this software.
And, you know, what advice would you give to other small businesses who are looking to partner with companies and organizations?
I mean, stay true to your values, I think is really important. I think the world is shifting and people are really appreciating people who are doing good in the world. And I think that companies who are doing that kind of work are substantial. In our case, well, there's over 8,000 B Corps now worldwide. In Ontario, we have over 175 and a combined revenue of $2.5 billion annually. So there are companies that are doing good in the world, and it's actually a really interesting model where as a company, there are very few restrictions on you as to what you can do, as opposed to a charity or a nonprofit. And there's like all these Revenue Canada rules. But as a company, if you want to do good, you can, that's totally fine.
One of the things I think that we hear a lot about from small businesses in general is, you know, looking for that network that can help you grow and, you know, the ecosystem. And I think one of the values of, you know, organizations like ours and organizations like yours and B Corps around reciprocity, right? I really believe that, you know, if you do something for somebody, something comes around and you get it back. So have you found that being a part of that network is that's what's helping you be successful and grow?
Absolutely. I think that, yeah, being part of the network. The other part is just being in a room, whether it's a virtual room or a physical room, with people who are doing well. Like at B Local Ontario, we've just revived. COVID was not kind to B Local Ontario, and we've resuscitated ourselves, I guess, in February 2022, after one of the B Corps in Ontario, out of Arthur, Copernicus Educational Products, the founder was completely upset with Doug Ford's Green Belt plans. And he wanted to get companies to sign a petition to say, repeal that act. And there was not much happening at the time, so we put that out and asked people if they wanted to help start B Local Ontario back up again and make it more official. And we did. We put it out. We got 125 companies to sign that petition asking for the repeal of Bill 23. And I guess we were a little bit successful in that. But also 12 people came together and were part of an initial meeting in February 2022. And from there, we've incorporated, we've created a bunch of committees, that events and marketing and advocacy, and are moving forward. We've had our first AGM and elected a new board of directors. So it's pretty exciting to be a part of a community that really is trying to do some good. And they're businesses, so they have the skills to get things done.
Mm-hmm. One of the things when you're talking about COVID that we learned in COVID, and we're certainly seeing at Meridian, is that, you know, talent is more fickle now. They're looking for, you know, places that they can work that have meaning and purpose. They're looking for flexibility. They're looking for opportunity. So have you found it easy to find people to come work with you, given your company and your mission and your B Corp?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's not. People want to work for someone who's doing good in the world. The employee retention at B Corps is significantly higher because B Corps care. And they take care of their employees. They take care of their local environment and they take care of their local suppliers. So really, it's really community building.
And what is the last question? What does the next 5 years look like for you? What do you hope to have accomplished the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, well, I hope that some of our radio work really becomes really significant, that we can contribute to some of the decentralization of how networks work from a technical point of view. So the people that are going to different sites are possible to, they can choose what algorithms they use, you know, as opposed to the ad one being forced down your throat. And yeah. And in general, I would like to see if there's ways of helping social benefit organizations make a difference and mm-hmm. try to make software that can connect people or organizations yeah. together to make a greater impact.
I love it. You're like the GoDaddy, Shopify, all rolled into one that has a purpose to do something good. Thank you, Arnie. Very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
It was such a pleasure to have Arnie on the show today. Northern Village has come a long way since its early days, and I'm excited to see where they go next. One of the most meaningful takeaways for me is that you don't have to sacrifice your desire to do good in order to be successful in business. As Arnie mentioned, a B Corp consultant found that B certified companies saw a 10 to 25% increase in sales after their first year. It's clear that there is a growing demand for businesses that prioritize social and environmental impact. I also was very intrigued by the value proposition for employees. We know it's tough to find and keep good people. Being a B Corp is one way to prove you are what you say, and high performance talent often is looking for that. I highly recommend checking out B Local Ontario and B Lab to learn more about how the B Corp certification works and to find certified businesses in your area. The impact of these models is real, and the potential for success, both financially and socially, is huge. To support Arnie and learn more about Northern Village or B Corps, you can find links to their website and socials in the show notes. And you can join us on this journey by subscribing to the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time on Small Business Big Impact.